Choo-choo on the boat! Welcome, everyone, to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. This is Margaret Gray. This evening, we'll talk with Jay Santos and Steve Bozell and recap their appearance on stage with Phil in The Galaxy of Phil Hendry, on stage at Theater West. No, hold on. Last weekend, Friday and Saturday night.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. And it was a sellout, and people enjoyed it. And when I say a sellout, I don't mean Phil morally was a sellout. Here's Phil Hendry.
Thank you, Margaret.
Let me finish it. Now I sounded like some...
The whole morally sellout.
Now I sound like some kind of a jackass.
No, I understand. You're not calling me a moral sellout.
I'm saying the show was.
The show was a moral sellout?
God, Ms. Gray.
No, I'm saying the show was sold out. Yep.
Welcome to the show, folks.
Funny, isn't it?
No, Margaret, it's fine. Take it easy. I understand what you're saying. So, thank you.
Just let me get it said, Phil, before you jump in, butt in. You know, I just heard Mr. Santos saying that his appearance on the show might have left a foul odor. When you jump in like that...
Yeah, it's like someone just busted one.
It's like this.
Fuck this. Margaret, you didn't just do that, did you?
Do what?
Make a fart noise with your hand?
When Phil doesn't finish a thought, you might as well drop one of those into the soundtrack. Yes.
Well, all right.
See, he's still laughing and smiling.
There's one thing that you guys do for me is you make me laugh. Okay, now, Margaret, if you don't mind.
You're waving me back in here like I'm somebody's bitch.
Ms. Ray. Hold on, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Margaret Ray with us, Phil Hendry here. We have with us Steve Bozell and Jay Santos. They were on stage with us at Theater West on Friday and Saturday night. I thought very well received by the audience. Let me bring on Jay Santos first, and then Steve, of course, you know, we'd like you to do some cross-talking.
Well, I thought they'd...
Hold on, he's talking to me first.
Wait a minute, gentlemen. Yes, I'm going to talk to Jay, and then we'll do some cross-talk, and then I'll bring you on.
All right. So can I talk when I want to?
No, you can't.
Wait a minute, Jay, if you don't mind, I'll tell him. Let me just interview Jay.
Okay.
All right. My understanding is you're going to interview me.
Yes, I am. Jay Santos joins us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And Jay, you and I had words.
We certainly did, Mr. Henry. And on stage in front of all those people at Theater West on Friday, Saturday night, where I coned you, okay?
Right. Can we explain to people what cone is?
What cone is? What do you mean by coning him? Oh, yeah. When I coned Mr. Hendry, it was because he had insulted me. You basically called me a coward.
I did, yes.
And after he called me a coward, I said, okay, you're coned. The Citizens Auxiliary Police travels everywhere with the orange traffic cones. We call them the cones of life. We call them the infinity cones. When you have the orange traffic cones and you cone someone off, as we've been doing for many years, you've coned them off, okay?
What does that mean, Jay?
It means that when they're coned off...
They can't talk?
Yes, they can still talk. Yes, they can still move freely. But the cone, you look down. You're doing your life. Let's say you're living your life.
Okay.
And you look down and you see orange traffic cones.
Surrounding me?
Yes. When you see those orange traffic cones, you know you have screwed up royally.
Yeah, that's... the basic message there.
Thank you very much. I got it. You have really, as my father used to say, yeah, you screwed the pooch. You know about that?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. So on stage on Friday and Saturday night, I screwed the pooch. How?
Because you said, essentially, Mr. Henry, that I was a coward.
I had to. I felt morally compelled.
Whoa. I'm not interested in your reasons, but I coned you off.
Yeah?
And you stepped over the cone. So that's why I basically flip you the bird and walk off stage.
Well, you flipped him off. By the way, your hand was injured, isn't it?
My hand was injured, isn't it?
You ready for that?
Yeah, that's good.
Your hand was injured, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes, it was.
You said you ran over your own hand in Kona, Hawaii?
That's right. I'm not about to get into this, Mr. Henry. I told you about it when it happened.
When was that?
It was about 6 months ago.
So you ran over your own hand while on vacation?
I'd rather not say why I was there, but I was with my wife, and we were enjoying ourselves, but I wouldn't call a vacation.
Was it a work? Never mind. It's none of my business.
No, it's not. But I ran my own hand over, and that's why you saw me having a difficult time flipping you the bird, because I had to push down certain fingers so the middle one would stick up.
Oh, yeah, then it became the bird.
Well, yeah, then it became a finger. Then it became the finger. That's right.
All right, I know what you're saying, Jay. All right, so, but the show ended with you flipping me off and telling me to F you. And then I asked you, did you want to take your traffic cones? And you said, F them too.
That is correct, yes.
Why?
By that point in the show's proceedings, I felt so disrespected. I felt that the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and I had mentioned you, Major Elvis Newton, who'd come out to certain operations with us, Peep Tom, Tom Peep, and the new one that we have, Joe Peep.
What is Joe Peep?
I'm not at liberty right now to roll it out, but we've done Peep Tom, we've done Tom Peep, and now we've got... what is it called again? I got to check my notes. Joe Dean Peep. What are you laughing at?
Joe Dean Peep?
Take it easy, will you, Jay? You talk about feeling disrespected, Mr. Henry. I feel disrespected right now.
Jay, you and I had a difference of opinion on stage there in front of a lot of people, and you resolved the whole thing by flipping me off with your crippled hand and then walking off.
That's correct, yes. You want to call me a cripple? Go ahead.
I didn't call you a cripple. I said your hand was crippled up, and it was. Is it still?
Yes, see? It's frozen, you know, just like that.
Oh, my God. It's like frozen in the shape of a claw.
Right.
Well, can you get that fixed?
I have to do certain exercises and straighten the fingers out. But it was difficult for me to flip you the bird the other night, so I had to flip, I had to stick the middle finger.
What's a mingle finger?
The mingle finger would the next.
There is no such thing. So you're sticking the finger up.
Yeah, I stick the finger up, and here's the different. Here's the mingle fingers.
You know, I think you should leave if they're going to keep laughing at you.
I agree with you. You know, I really should.
The mingle finger. You're not kidding.
No, I'm not.
All right, so, Jay, first of all, I want to say I was very grateful to have you on the show with me. I wanted to get out on the table a lot of these things that had been in the news about you. We talked about the thong, the coning off that girl wearing a thong bikini. We talked about coning off that the man who got angry when you were videoing his wife.
That was Tom Peep, though. We were not videoing his wife. We were videoing Sub-Commander Gleason looking at her.
Oh, so you saw the guy's looking at her, and you guys are videoing the guy looking at her.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's Tom Peep.
That's Tom Peep.
Do you mind me asking, what is Joe Dean, what is it called?
The new one is Joe Bodine Peep.
So we've got Peep Tom Peep.
I'll do it, Margaret. No, just sit down, Phil. Sit down. The new one is called what, Jay? The new one, thank you, Ms. Gray, for giving me the respect what I deserve.
Hey, you know, it's my show.
It's your show, but you're not handling it well.
Just stay there, Phil.
Go ahead. The new operation is called Joe Bodine Peep. And this is, again, an operation of the Citizens Auxiliary Police that's going to protect women and the stuff that happens to them while they're taking off their clothes in a bedroom.
All right, so this is, again, protecting women from the prying eyes of the Peeping Tom.
From the prying eyes of the Joe Bodine Peep.
What is he? What is that?
Joe Bodine Peep is a guy whose lifestyle is peeping in windows. In other words, we have encountered Peeping Toms that bring along sandwiches. They have hats. They bring along some canned heat sterno. They'll set up a campfire while they're looking through a woman's bedroom window.
Oh, will you get out of here?
I'm telling you. We have discovered that there are guys who, this is their lifestyle. They have something to eat. They get on the phone and put their kids to bed. They talk to their wives. They make a campfire outside a bedroom window.
And they stare in the bedroom window at these women.
Margaret, I'm fine now, okay?
All right.
Thank you, Margaret. Great. Thank you very much, Margaret.
I probably ought to still do it because I don't think you're ready to...
You know, if you're going to laugh at me, Mr. Henry.
I don't want to laugh at you, but I think this is very serious. You have... Peep Tom, which is looking at, you know, you guys were videoing the women yourselves.
Yeah, the Peep Tom was four individual sub-commanders with cameras mounted on their helmets staring in the window at a woman. Tom Peep was us videoing one sub-commander looking in the window. Joe Bodine Peep is us arresting guys who have set up camp, are eating, cooking, texting their wives and kids while they look through bedroom windows.
So these guys are...
There you go again.
No, wait a minute. I'm going to laugh, okay?
It's pretty funny, Jay. Yeah, well, we don't find it funny at all.
These are guys that are sitting out near bedroom windows with a campfire going,
yeah. Let me guess, are they eating corn chowder? What? Are they eating corn chowder? I don't know what they're eating. Someone may be eating barbecued trout.
Guys have setting up...
I'll do it.
Guys are setting up outside bedroom windows, barbecuing trout. What are they? Are they taking one of those old-fashioned can openers to a can of Ham's beer?
Yeah, in some cases, yeah.
Jay Santos is our guest. Let's bring on now Stephen Bozell. And Steve, have this seat right here.
Yeah.
I'm sitting right there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're trying to sit in his lap.
I'm very, very sorry. Excuse me.
Yes. Try sitting in my lap.
No, I'm sorry.
Steve Bozell is with us. Stephen, you also appeared on stage not really with Phil, you did more of a solo, as you came on stage and discussed your life as a husband, and particularly the difficulties you've had in California and America dealing with this next-door neighbor, Roy Hutchins.
Well, I mean, you know, Mr. Henry asked, would I like to be on the Galaxy of Phil Henry, and I said, I'd like to, if I can get out on the table, the things would have happened to me. And I'd been recently talking about how I had had some erectile dysfunctionality.
All right.
And,
you know, Phil, maybe you should...
thank you.
I'm going to laugh, you guys, so you can't kick me off the microphone.
I understand that, but these are serious issues. And we're trying to get this out, Phil, and get it moving along.
All right, Steve, so you were on stage with us. You were talking about ED, erectile dysfunction, which originally kicked in when you went next door to Roy Hutchins' house to get some plans that you were doing his driveway, right?
Yeah, we were pouring a concrete driveway for Roy Hutchins. We were putting in a sidewalk, because that's the kind of work that we do.
Okay. Concrete construction?
Well, we do a lot of concrete construction, yeah.
Okay, so then what?
What do you mean, then what? It sounds like I'm talking to you about some guy taking his pants off.
No, I'm not. Well, then what happened?
Oh, I'm sorry. So then what happened was I went into the house, and I was being called names. I was being told I couldn't find my ass with both hands. I was being told I'd, you know, go straight to hell.
Now, who was telling you this?
This was a voice I was hearing.
Okay.
And you were telling the audience this at Theater West.
Yes. And it turned out it was a minor bird. I pulled back the curtain and there was a cage with a bird. And I felt at that moment in that place and in that time, wow, you know, there's a bird looking me up and down like I can't get it up.
Is that what the bird said? You can't get it up?
No. Does he get to talk?
Yes. We're going to go back and forth.
Okay. Sorry. I didn't get to say anything to him. I want to just say one thing, Mr. Santos. I like the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I don't think you ought to cone anybody off. And this Joe Bodine Cone.
It's not Joe Bodine Cone. See, it's called Joe Bodine Peep.
Oh, okay. That's what I messed up.
Yeah.
Let's get back to you, Steve.
Okay. So anyway, I was, you know, doing my thing. And the bird looks me up and down and says, you couldn't find it with both hands.
This is a minor bird.
Yes.
So naturally, Mr. Hutchins taught it to say this.
That's my understanding, and yet I don't know how many people, you know, it's easy for you to say that, Mr. Andy. How many of your listeners, okay, have looked at a bird and the bird's looked right in the eye and said, you couldn't find it with both hands. And you got a bird telling you that?
The bird isn't really telling you that. That's
Really? So who is?
Well, Roy Hutchins.
Well, I conducted, you know, I talked to my attorney, and the whole thing had a happy ending. I don't know if you want me to...
No, why don't we just save the ending? But so you got upset with the bird, then you turned and you saw a cat.
There was a cat standing in the doorway. And I don't know if you've ever turned and looked at a cat.
I have a cat.
Okay, has your cat ever looked at you like, you ain't your boy, you aren't worth a pinch of you-know-what?
Has my cat ever looked at me like that? I suppose, yeah.
And you sit there, look at you, man. You're all relaxed about it?
Yeah, because it was a cat. And,
well, did you really think your cat thought you weren't worth a pinch of shit, Phil? I think that's what you're saying, Steve.
Yeah, I didn't want to use the word, but...
Do I ever think that my cat Thunder thinks I'm not worth a pinch of shit?
Margaret, I'll take over. Thanks, Phil.
Oh, right.
So, Steve, basically the bird and the cat drove you to a point where you felt disrespected.
Yes.
And eventually you contacted your attorney, Dolores Blaziken.
That is correct.
Can I just jump in?
Go ahead.
Can I ask you if this attorney of yours, Dolores Blaziken, is she taking on new clients?
I believe she is.
Because I would love to get her phone number, because I feel we have certain things are actionable. When I tried to cone off that girl who was wearing, she basically had just, you could see her butt she had on the thong.
Yeah.
I coned her. She stepped over the cone, took my pith helmet and frisbeed it. And I feel that's actionable.
It probably is. Dolores Blaziken specializes in that.
Yeah, I'm sure Dolores Blaziken specializes in milking money out of clowns like you. Yeah.
All right, General.
You know, I'll tell you something, General. That is uncalled for.
You know, once you get out in the world, General, you let me know.
I've been in the world, my friend.
Well, you let me know when you get out in the world and you got to deal with punks. Dirty two-bit punks who are out there with a thong bathing suit on. You go, you are nude, and they take your hat and they frisbee it. You let me know when it happens.
It never will happen, because I'm not going to give anybody a citation for wearing a thong bikini.
Yeah.
All right, this is Margaret Gray. Are you done laughing, Phil?
Yes, I am.
Come on back.
Margaret has preempted me here about three times talking. I get to laugh. It's my show.
Right.
Talking here with Jay Santos and Steve Bozell. Two guys that were on stage with us at Theater West in Hollywood this past weekend, Friday and Saturday night. Jay, We did talk to you about the atmospheric river.
Yes, that is. And that was the most frustrating part of the evening for me, because you just couldn't figure it out. We save lives, you know.
I didn't see how that was happening. We save lives. How does it happen you're saving lives when you're eating chowder and manhandler stew? And it was L.A. Fire and L.A. Sheriff that got that guy out of the car.
It was the fact that that guy was in a flooded out car right in front of my house. Okay, you heard that much, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I saw it, I assessed it, I, you know, looked it over, I looked it up and down, I pivoted 180 degrees in a full military pivot, I went back into the kitchen, I said to my wife, hit me again with the corn chowder, yeah, that's it, keep it coming, so she hit me again with the corn chowder, I went back, and at that point, I saw LA Fire and LA County Sheriff.
Okay, and you're taking credit for that.
I was assessing. And I was kind of saying,
how is it you assessing and figuring things out? What, did you mentally bring the LA Fire and LA Sheriff?
What?
Are you trying to say that you telepathically brought those guys?
I'm saying that me and all the other sub-commanders, that on that given day, in that given time, what we was looking at and figuring it out, having some stew, having some broth, sitting down, talking, you know, have our wives rubbing our shoulders, because...
Your wife was rubbing your shoulders.
That's right, yeah. What about it?
You got a life to save.
I got to sit. I got to figure out how am I going to, you know, maybe it's too hairy for me, okay?
Meanwhile, there's a man drowning.
There's no, I looked and the guy was still, the water.
You know, he said the water hadn't come up to the window?
No, it had not.
So your wife's giving you a shoulder rub while you're eating clam chowder?
No, it was corn chowder for the 993rd time.
Okay.
Get out of here, Phil.
Oh, come on. Get out of here.
So your corn chowder, Jay, and you, Steve Bozell.
I'm not eating corn chowder. Are you kidding me? I'm sitting here. I'm trying to get a heart on. Excuse my language.
Yeah. Well, maybe you should have had some corn chowder.
All right, right there, Steve. Next time you can't get it up, try some of Jay's corn chowder, because apparently that stuff is so powerful, it telepathically summons L.A. County Sheriff and Fire.
I didn't say that, General. That's you mocking me. And when you mock me, you mock the men and women of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
All right. I'm not mocking you, Jay, but we are trying to get the essence of what was said on the program with Phil Hendry on Friday and Saturday night. I do think, is there anything you want to wrap up with?
Well, I never even got the chance to say the things that I want to say.
All right, go ahead.
I wanted to say that when I couldn't get it up, we went to Paris
That was the trip to Paris, France.
Yeah, and then I look out the window, there's the Eiffel Tower sticking up in the air. So it's like when you have ED and you fly to a city that's got this gigantic iron, you know, penis.
It's not a penis. It's a tower built for the World's Fair.
The what?
It was built for the World's Fair back in the 1880s. All right, General, thank you.
Well, all I can tell you is I paced the floor in the hotel room while my wife was doing her nails, nude in the bed, going, okay, well, if you can't get it up, I might as well get to my nails. And I'm pacing the floor, and I look out the window, I see the Eiffel Tower. I saw the Eiffel Tower.
And you came back and you sued the city of Paris.
Yes.
Well, can I ask you, was you able to get it up?
Yes, I don't like telling another guy that, but yeah.
Well, you told the whole audience there at the Theater West.
I did, yes. It was actually a very good moment because my wife helped me through a few things.
Now, Jay, as you and Phil were discussing at the end of the evening, you flipped him off and walked off stage. And when Phil asked you, what about the cones, you said, fuck them, quote.
That is correct, yeah, because at that point, Mr. Henry had PO'd me so much that I just, you know, F you. And as I'm walking off, he goes, well, are you going to take your cones? I said, F them.
It was very emotional for you.
Yes,
it was.
Phil?
I just want to say, Jay, I'm sorry for pissing you off. And I really am.
All right.
And Steve, that was a beautiful story you told about your wife and how you overcame ED on the show Friday and Saturday night. Margaret, thank you.
Just, you know, I think you need to be more respectful.
No, I'm laughing when things should be laughed at, but I appreciate your concern, Margaret. Margaret Gray, thank you. General Galen Shaw, I want to thank Steve Bozell and Jay Sanos for appearing here tonight on our show to recap the galaxy of Phil Hendry.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Hendry.
Thank you.
Thank you. The Galaxy of Phil Hendry, brought to you by the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website, philhendryshow.com. Get yourself a backstage pass and get 60,000 hours of the greatest digital and radio and podcast content your ass has ever beheld, along with our video casts, our home movies, and all kinds of podcasts. Visit philhendryshow.com today.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yeah.